I'm Mark McKenzie. We're linking up with Afghanistan now, and we can speak to Three Rifles and speak to Rifleman Tyrone Hoole. Tyrone, good to speak to you. And first of all, where about roughly in Afghanistan do we find you?
At the moment, I'm in Camp Tombstone.
For anyone that's not familiar with that area, how would you describe it?
It's a sort of big camp that's used for the Brigade Advisory Group for working along with A&E.
Okay, and that's quite close to Camp Bastion, yeah?
Yep.
And what's your role then with Three Rifles?
My role is working with the SEALs TAC as the sharpshooter.
Okay, and have you deployed to Afghanistan before?
Yeah, I was also on Herrick 11.
How's this comparing for you?
Well, Afghan's changed a lot. The whole Herrick tour has changed massively. It's sort of less full-on and more sort of sat back advising and trying to get the A&E to sort of work.
What about back home for you? Lockerbie is back home, that right?
Aye, it is, aye.
Yeah, anyone you want to say hello to there?
Just like my brother, Joshua, my mum and that.
Are you getting parcels and that sent out to you, Tyrone?
I'm getting the odd parcels sent out.
What sort of things are you getting sent?
Just like books, magazines, sweets, juice, that sort of stuff.
Well, thanks very much for your time today, Tyrone, and stay safe.
Thanks very much.
We can speak to Corporal David Donoghue now. David, good to speak to you. First of all, what's your role in Afghanistan?
I'm part of the Sherbat training team. It's the phase two in Afghanistan, the Sherbat.
So what sort of training are you doing?
That's just going through like more weapons, making sure they're happy with the 240 M16, and then going on to the ranges and then helping them to shoot correctly instead of the muckers.
How are they taken to that? Is the standard quite high?
Yes and no, really. Some of them grasp the way they're shooting because they've been with their Kandaks for a lot longer than they've been doing their phase two, and some of them are quite fresh and new and need to be pointing in the right direction, but they soon get to how to fire.
What's the biggest challenge for you as far as the training's concerned?
Look, probably language barrier. I'd like to talk a bit more language to them, but apart from that we have our own interpreters with us, and they translate quite a lot of it. They're really good help, no more than really what we do, which is quite good.
And the morale, first of all, with the Three Rifles and the guys doing the training, how is that? And equally, how's the morale with the guys that you're training as well?
Yeah, we have a good laugh. Gets down the culture element between the in ourselves, but it's have a good laugh with them. They want to play us in volleyball and cricket because they like their cricket over here, which is quite good. So we bandicate in their games with them, break down the barriers between ourselves and them.
And what about conditions there? Are they quite good?
Very hot.
What sort of temperatures are we talking?
I don't know, about 30, 32.
Yeah, that's pretty hot, isn't it? Okay, and back home, who's back home for you? And where is back home?
Back home would be Cornwall and Penzance.
Okay, and anyone you'd like to say hello to back home?
Well, the wife and kids, Maggie, Chloe and Alfie. One's 9 in September, and one's just turned 1 in April just gone.
Okay, so a bit of a gap there. The 9-year-old will obviously be taking it in a lot more than the 1-year-old. Are you able to keep in touch?
Yeah, keep in touch by eBluey or phoning them every so often, yeah, keep in touch.
Brilliant. Well, David, thank you very much for your time today, and stay safe.
Okay, and yourself. Thank you very much.